Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, and I'm here with even more anticipating animal facts that are sure to spice up your day. Today we're going to be taking a look at huskies. Don't feel so rough, as these facts are sure to leave you barking mad by the end of it all. So let's hike on with these fascinating facts, shall we? As many dog lovers should know, huskies are a breed of canine, found primarily in polar regions. Known for their graceful wolf-like appearance, alongside a dense fluffy coat of black, grey and white to keep them at a suitably sweltering temperature. When it comes down to how these polar puppies tend to behave, they're quite brainy to say the least, due to how they've adapted to the bitter cold conditions from the Arctic in which they've been bred from. Safe to say that they've given the cold a frosty reception. Another strategy that makes huskies smart is their supreme social intelligence, as they've been observed communicating with others, be it members of their pack, owners, or even other dogs. No, this isn't a Martha Speak scenario. They don't have a firm grasp of the English dictionary or anything, but they do show a wide range of vocalizations, from howling to growling to barks and snarks, and they're even capable of expressing a wide range of emotions. Another thing to note about these captivating canines is that they played a huge role in the polar regions they thrive in, mainly their use as sled dogs, and this kind of thing still happens to this very day. Due to their high levels of stamina, as well as their extreme levels of activeness, these heroic huskies have been pulling sleighs across the snow for a span of nearly 10,000 years. Talk about old school. And sledging isn't just for sport, as these ambitious animals have actually saved lives in the past, specifically during the Second World War. After countless soldiers from the US Army alongside their cargo were downed in the snowy mountains, the units from the canine industry were sent on a mission to rescue the injured soldiers and relocate the missing cargo, which, for the most part, actually went positively well. It seems no job is too big and no pup is too small when it comes to huskies. Alright then, that's enough jibber jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creature facts of the Walking Encyclopedia of Wildlife itself. Callum, see you later!